when the phone went off in the morning and I used it as an alarm, automatically before I knew it, I was on Facebook. Right. Before I knew it, I was checking email. Before I knew it, I was checking text messages. So as soon as I woke up, because the phone was the thing that was waking me up, y'all, I was on that bad boy. And now I've never. So I went to sleep with other people's thoughts scrolling, and I'm waking up to other people's thoughts. So even though I think I have a morning routine, really it's diluted because I'm starting off my morning with my phone in my hand. So I put my phone away in another room, and I bought, wait for it, an alarm clock. Hey friends, I'm Rosemary Lewis, your homegirl, and I'm so excited that you are here. I do not care what it looks like on Instagram or HGTV. This whole being a realtor thing is not for the faint at heart. In 2017, I quit my job as a teacher to follow my real estate dreams and quickly found myself overwhelmed and struggling. Fast forward to today, not only have I been recognized as one of the leaders in our industry, I have actually grown a business that I absolutely love. I don't care if you're a brand new agent trying to figure out how to get started or a veteran feeling overwhelmed and just stuck. I was just like you, and I totally get it. Many times I wish there was someone that I could just talk to about all the challenges I was facing. And that is why I created this space just for you. Like best friends do, I'm giving you all the tea related to navigating and thriving in these real estate streets. If I can do it, guess what? That's proof that you can too. Everything's better with friends, so let's succeed together. Welcome to the Real Estate Bestie Podcast. All right, y'all, let's get into it. I am so excited for our topic today because I am going to just chat with you about something that comes up often when you talk about real estate, entrepreneurships, just really how to be successful in life. But I think there is one key piece that a lot of people miss, and I am your girl. I don't want you to miss it. So when I first got into real estate, I often heard, and even before real estate, about the power of a morning routine. My first few months in the business, I read a book called Miracle Morning, and it was an absolute game changer for me. If you haven't read Miracle Morning, I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and do so, because there are a lot of things there where the author talks about just really the importance of a morning routine and how when you take charge of your morning, you literally take charge of your day. And I wholeheartedly, y'all, I wholeheartedly agree with this. However, in implementing my morning routine, I was just noticing that there was something missing. And there's something that a lot of gurus don't talk about when they talk about how important it is that you start your day well, that you exercise, that you block off time just for you. Like, all of these things are good, but they miss an important, essential part of what's really going to make a morning routine powerful, which is having a solid night routine. Now, before I lose you, I don't want you to be like, look, sis, I'm not doing a morning routine and a night routine, an afternoon routine, but just stay with me here, because the night routine is what's going to set you up for success. So as I mentioned, when I first got into real estate, and honestly, because one of the good things about real estate is that we are in charge of our own schedules. That could be a gift and a curse, right? So previously, when I was a teacher, my mornings were always pretty rushed. I feel like looking back, I could have made time to do things, but I didn't feel like I had as much time because I had to clock in at like 7:30 a.m. So the gift of being an entrepreneur, and newsflash, real estate agents, you are entrepreneurs, you're building your own business, is that we have the flexibility to create our own schedule. So however you want your schedule to look for you, you have the flexibility to do that. So that's when I really started diving into this whole morning routine idea. But quickly, I would find myself, you know, either the snooze button would win, right? And then I feel all defeated because I kept snoozing and I couldn't get up earlier. Or I would get up earlier and I was just kind of groggy, or I wasn't really getting the exact value. And it took a little while for me to figure out that it wasn't that I didn't know what to do in the morning, because I did. You know, I had a journaling time. I had a time where I would sit in silence, where I would pray, where I would exercise. I knew what to do in the morning, but I didn't have the energy to do it because I was not protecting my nights, y'all. And I mean, and now even as I say it to myself, it sounds so like I should have thought about it from the very beginning. And I know that I'm not alone, because read those books. Many of these morning routine books, they don't really spend a lot of time talking about the importance of not just going to bed at night, but having a system where you shut down at night so that it will prepare you for the morning, which essentially is going to determine the success or lack of success for your day. So here recently, y'all, I would say within the last year or so, I've been working really, really hard on establishing a solid night routine. And I've even doubled down on some of my habits here in the past, since the summer. And I'm going to share with you exactly what my night routine looks like, because it is working for me. And when I say it's working for me, it's working in the sense where I'm no longer having the battles that I was having with the snooze button. I am feeling rested, so that when the alarm clock does go off, like, I'm ready for the day. A lot of times when I really protect my night routine and when I'm really doing it, I'm almost waiting for my alarm to go off. And I'm even going to tell you about the alarm that I use now. And I just feel better. And because I feel better, I'm showing up better. I'm showing up better in my business. I'm showing up better with my team. I'm showing up better with my family. And essentially, it's just improving the overall quality of life. So let me just talk to you about what the night routine looks like for me. And I hope that maybe some of these things will resonate with you and you'll be able to put them in your real estate business or just in your life. Like, even if someone is not a realtor, like, go ahead and tag them. And because these steps, I think, will be very beneficial. So here is the very first thing, which I know somebody is about to fall out of their seat right now, is that you need to set a cutoff time at night where you shut it down. Okay. And what do I mean by that? I mean, like, there needs to be a time that you determine. I can't tell you what time to do. I'll show tell you what time I'm using, where you are no longer really on technology. Because let's be real, technology is a gift, but a lot of us are addicted to these little phones in our hands. And yes, we have a reason that we have to be on our phones for our business, because a lot of us operate our phones from our business, but we're doing a lot of stuff. It's taking a lot of our energy. And I have learned that I need time to download what I have been receiving all day and then just shut down. And silence is golden. You know, like, some of us are not used to. I was not used to, until I gave myself a shut off time, I was not used to sitting with my own thoughts, right? And giving myself a shut off time has allowed me to actually sit with Rosemary. So my time is 9 p.m. Yeah. And I wish I could tell you that I'm like at 100% efficiency with this. I would give myself a hot 68%. Okay. I'm going to be keeping it 100% real with you. But at 9 p.m., I put an alarm on my phone, just like the alarm you would have in the morning. I put an alarm on my phone at 9 p.m. And that alarm says, it literally says, "Sis, shut me down." It says, "Sis, shut me down. Go rest your mind." Okay. I put those words there. So it's just not the sound. It is a reminder, like, time is up. And I know some of my real estate friends, and I used to be the same way. "Oh, clients call me all day and all night. I'm here for you." Listen, let me tell you something. I have a lot of people in my life that I work with, from attorneys to financial advisors to my trainer. I cannot call them folks at midnight. Okay. If it is a fire emergency, like a yes. Okay. If I am in the middle of a true emergency, then I may have to delegate and flex that time a little bit. But if we're really being honest, a lot of times it's not an emergency. A lot of things that we act like need our immediate attention, we really could deal with them in the morning. And if you are working a business where every single day, like if you don't answer your phone at 10:30, you're going to lose those clients. And I'm going to challenge you with the type of clients that you're attracting that aren't respectful of your time, right? Or what are you producing? What are you putting out there where that makes sense? Because in most instances, it can wait until tomorrow, right? And then when I give myself that cutoff, guess what it does? It cuts off my scrolling. It cuts off that idle time. And we've been there. Look, I done been there where I'm like, okay, I try to make it business. I'm looking for some real ideas. And I look for some real ideas. And I'm sitting here scrolling on my phone. And then I look up and it is midnight and the alarm was going to go off at 5 a.m. And then I'm going to wonder, Rosemary will wonder why I'm tired for my morning routine, is because I never let my mind shut off. And that's number one. So pick a time where you shut it down. Pick a time where you shut it down, where you're like, okay. And literally, y'all, the first couple nights, I tried the whole do not disturb thing, but I have literally been turning my phone off because I know that I will go back to it. And again, I think that if it's a real emergency, like my husband doesn't do this, if it's a real emergency, someone will call him, and all of the major players in my life, you know, they know my good friends, my teammates, like they know that this is my cutoff time and they've been respectful of it. But they also know if something happens and they need to get in touch with me ASAP, there is a way to do it. So then that brings me to my next one. When you come up with your shutoff time where you're going to shut it down, remove the technology completely. So my phone, when the little buzzer goes off at 9 p.m., my son absolutely loves this because he gets to be the parent. He puts the phone in our guest room that I use as my Peloton room, and it's plugged up there. Okay. And I really work hard to keep that phone there from 9 p.m. until about 7 p.m. I'm sorry, 7 a.m. because 7 a.m. is when my little guy gets on the buzz. And I want to make sure, like, if he needs to call me or something, that I have it there. But remove the technology. And I already know what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, well, I use my phone as my alarm, because that was my big deal too, as to why I had to have my phone. But this is what I figured out with my night and morning routines, is that on my phone, I was waking up, first of all, when the phone went off in the morning and I used it as an alarm, automatically, before I knew it, I was on Facebook. Right? Before I knew it, I was checking email. Before I knew it, I was checking text messages. So as soon as I woke up, because the phone was the thing that was waking me up, y'all, I was on that bad boy. And now I went to sleep with other people's thoughts scrolling, and I'm waking up to other people's thoughts. So even though I think I have a morning routine, really it's diluted because I'm starting off my morning with my phone in my hand. So I put my phone away in another room, and I bought, wait for it, an alarm clock. Now, I actually purchased an alarm clock, and I have to give a shout out to my girl Kim, because she told me about this type of alarm clock, and I actually kind of clowned her a little bit. But then when I got it, I was like, oh, that is legit. And it actually wakes me up. So it's an alarm clock. I will link it here in the show notes because it is so dope. And I love waking up like this. I got it off of Amazon. And there are different variations of this clock that you can get, but pretty much it has like a light and it's a sunrise. And then you can wake up to water, you can wake up to birds chirping. And it legitly does wake me up because it really makes the room pretty bright and the birds just keep chirping louder and louder and louder. Now I will be completely, you know, keep it 100. Y'all, not keep it 100 with my real estate besties. The first night that I had the alarm, I totally had my phone alarm to set in the bathroom because I didn't know if this thing was going to wake me up. And it, but it does, it wakes me up, and it, but it doesn't jolt me into the day, right? I'm not waking up like, So I can confidently now put my phone away, remove technology in my night routine because I have an alarm clock that works. And like I said, I'll put it in show notes. I got it from Amazon, and it's literally one that you, it's like a sunrise, and then you can wake up to like all these different nature sounds. And then you can even, when we try not to do the snooze button, but it'll do it again. And then, oh, this is the one part that I like. Like it'll, the sun will start rising slow for over 10 minutes is the way I have mine set up. And then the noise will come like right at the time you want to wake up. So if your alarm is set for 5:30, at 5:20, the sun is going to like slowly start rising, which is just the light illuminating the room. But it's pretty dope. So, okay, to recap. First, you got to figure out your office hours. Second, you're going to remove technology. Okay, when I remove technology, I get out my planner, okay? And in my planner, I am now using the Passion Planner Daily, and I review today. Okay, so in the planner that I use, and I also link that in the show notes, I'm going to work on getting y'all a code so that you can get a discount. So I'll let you know if that works out for us, and I'll put it in the show notes. But in the planner that I use, and I don't care what planner you use, I like a paper planner. I like Google Calendar, but there is something to be said about like writing things down. It is proven. There's research out there that just shows that you're a little bit more efficient when you do that. And that's what I do. And that way, it just helps me to not drop some balls. So, in the planner that I have, I get to review what happened today. So the three big goals that I set for today, the three personal goals that I set, what I intended to do for my business, there's like a reflection section to say, well, what's the best thing that happened today? What did you learn today? If I had to summarize today in one word, I actually get to process what went well and what I can improve on. And that, y'all, has been a game changer, right? Because if there was a difficult conversation with the seller, or, you know, I had to negotiate in a particular way that worked well, or, you know, I caught myself, I was getting frustrated with this situation. Like it just gives me time to reflect. And a lot of times we don't give ourselves enough time to just process the life we live in. And look, you need time to process, right? And I like having that time because I'm not thinking about everybody else's life on Instagram or solving all these real estate problems that aren't really problems that can wait until the morning. It gives me time to actually sit and reflect on the day. Sometimes I actually pull out my journal. I might do a quick journal entry. In our house, we keep what's called a blessing jar. And we, throughout the year, we just write blessings on a post-it note. If something happened that I want to remember, I might throw that on a post-it note. But giving myself a minute just to download the day, to process the day, okay? And I don't care if you think your day is basic, right? If you're listening to me right now and you're thinking about being a realtor, but right now you are a stay-at-home mom or you're in a job, like there is something that happened during that day that you can process. And I love having it in the planner because as time goes on, I can just look back and reflect on what went well and what are some things that I will learn. Then the next thing in your night routine, after you reflect on today, yo, go ahead and plan tomorrow. So like I literally flip over to the next day. I look at my time block. I confirm my time block. I write down my appointments. I write down my lead attraction activities that I'm going to do. I write down my commitments. I write down my me time. I write down my workout time. I write down my prayer time. Like that's a whole different situation. Time blocking, but, and I do, I have a course. If you go to agenteducationacademy.com, you can learn more about time blocking. And I like to do it from a bird's eye view, like looking at a whole week. But every night I like to review what is my intention for tomorrow. Because tomorrow I don't want to wake up and figure out what I'm doing today. Right. I don't want to wake up and figure out. I want to think I want to think ahead of time. Okay, so if I'm doing my calls, this is who I'm calling. If I am doing my workout, this is the time that I'm going to dedicate towards workout. It's the same old saying, y'all, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. But if you have a plan in place and you take some time to download what's happened and plan for what's going forward, I guarantee you, you're going to see a different level of productivity. So plan tomorrow, plan what you are going to do. And then here's the last thing that you need to do in a night routine. Okay, outside of your hygiene stuff, right? And your personal. So then you have, well, not the last thing. Let me throw that in there. So when I do this, now I have time to, if my kid is still up, you know, read a book with him, say a prayer with him, brush my teeth, take my shower, do all that stuff, right? Then ding, 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 it's time to go to sleep. I start this routine at 9 p.m. because the goal is for Rosemary to be in bed by 10 o'clock. I like to wake up at 5:15. I know there's some people that are like, you don't need sleep. You can work. Like one of my first people was telling me, you think you need 7 hours of sleep. No, sis, I do need 7 hours of sleep, because when I get 7 hours of sleep, my skin look better. I'm clearer. I'm not snappy. You know, if Jesus rested, Jesus went to retreat all the time, right? If God rested, what makes us think, okay, in our humanness and in our flaws, that we don't need to rest? So after I do this night routine, y'all, it's time to go to sleep. And I know some people be like, but I ain't sleepy. Okay, I got one for you to imply. I got you. Just lay there and think. Do you know how many people, and I am guilty of this, because when I implemented the night routine, I realized that what it does, me shutting down, me like laying in bed, it allows me to think creatively about my business, about my life, about things that I want to accomplish. And because I actually have time to sit and think with Rosemary. I'm in a mastermind group, and in the mastermind, one of the coaches said, you know, pretty much when you are creative, when you're a visionary, you get paid to think, you get paid to come up with ideas and visions. But the problem is that we, a lot of times, are on 100,000,000% 10. We're looking at what everybody else is doing instead of really thinking outside of the box for ourselves. So if you are just like, oh my goodness, you know, I cannot lay down. Yes, you can, babe. Yes, you can. Okay. And maybe you need an aid. Maybe you need to bring in some soft music. And if I play soft music, a lot of times I play it on my iPad so that I don't go on my phone, because some of the apps that I am more prone to go to on my phone, I haven't put on my iPad. So maybe you need to do a meditation, something like that. But go take your tail to sleep. Okay. And if you can't sleep, just think. And a lot of times, like if you read, like if I get in the bed and I can't just shut it all the way down, I may read a physical book. Y'all know I love Audible, but I have a lot of physical books. I may read a physical book. I may journal, just something to lull my mind so that I can drift into a sleep. And if you are implementing a morning routine, it's going to end up being reciprocal, because if you are in the habit of getting up early, like I am a firm believer of taking time. Like I on any given day, I need about 2 hours to myself before I need to give to anybody else in the morning. So if you are taking out the time to wake up early and give to yourself, by the time you do your night routine, guess what? You're gonna be sleepy. Okay, you're gonna be sleepy. So wanted to just share that with you, because I will do a future episode about morning routine. I'll really break down my morning routine, because child is deep. Like, it's not deep, but it's, when I say it's deep, like it's a certain stuff in my morning routine. Like I cannot sit down for my quiet time unless I have on earrings, lip gloss, and a candle burning. Like that's what I'm talking about. Like the routine itself ain't deep, but I could just be extra, but it just sets the tone for me and for the day. I will definitely do a podcast episode about that, because I truly, truly, truly believe that when you have these times where you are pouring into yourself. We cannot pour from an empty cup. And unfortunately, we try to do that. And we are in a service-based industry on top of all of the other ways that we serve our communities and our families and our friends, and never giving ourselves time to refill. So definitely, if you are already implementing a morning routine, kudos to you, but definitely want to encourage you to implement this night, a night routine. I gave you some pointers. This is not law, but you know, take what you can from it so that you will see more success in not only your real estate business, but in your overall life. Okay. Okay. Well, hey friends, that was good. It was good to me to tell you about it. And I'll talk to you later. Bye y'all. If you enjoyed this episode and you have a real life bestie that you think it would resonate with, y'all, do me a favor. Go ahead and hit that share button, because you know what? We are better together. Make sure you share the podcast, and I appreciate your reviews. I appreciate you giving me 5 stars more than you know. I'll talk to you next week. Okay, besties, have you heard? We have a private Facebook group. Yay! Look, cue the confetti, because we are over here growing the Real Estate Bestie community with our Facebook group. So I want you to hop on over to rosemarylewis.com/Facebook so that you can join it, because guess what? That's what we're missing. We are missing you, and we are waiting and welcoming you with open arms. So let's talk about what you can get. We are going to develop relationships with other peers in the industry. We're going to support and encourage each other and give valuable resources, just a sounding board where we can grow our businesses together. So again, head on over to rosemarylewis.com/Facebook and get in the Real Estate Bestie community today.